Bam.
You just used the word intimacy in the same sentence as I used the word mother. I certainly don't want any intimacy
with my
mother.
Maybe we need to address that issue on a different podcast.
Welcome to the Brand Engine Podcast, where we use proven strategies, real-life case studies, and actionable tips to help you, the small business owner, take control of your website and build your brand online.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome back. With me today, I have, again, the fabulous Nikki Fogden-Moore. My name's Gerald Porchman, and today we're going to be continuing on with the podcast that we did a couple of weeks ago, and that was helping me brand myself. Hey, Nikki, how are you doing?
Hey, great. Thanks, Gerald. I can't wait to hear how you got on with the first part of your brand journey.
I'll tell you what, that was one of the most exciting, cathartic things I think I have done for a very long time, because for those people who do know me, I'm a very right-brained person who loves creativity. But for me to sit down and actually start to jot down those things that you asked me to do, I tell you, that gave me a real sense of purpose. Now, if I can reflect back, one of the things that you asked me to do was to get my flip chart out and start talking about, you know, brand me, the authentic me, who that was. So I was looking at there what my product is, what I'm going to promise, and even, you know, a kind of mini mission statement to what my point of view is. And so what I looked at was my personal values as well as my professional values, and I'm happy to talk about those, what I was offering in my product service line, what I was also promising, and then also my point of view. Is that the sort of thing I was supposed to go away and get a whole lot of information to start my little brand journey?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. You've got those three key pillars, so your product, promise, and point of view. And I think what happens is people find that the most challenging, because the easy stuff is to talk about what you wish you were doing and how it all looks, because we often get distracted about what other people in the market is doing. But it's about tuning in to who you are as a personal brand, because that's going to be why your customer connects with you. So how did you get on? Let's go back and talk about, what did you define your product as, knowing that you had to whittle it down to one or two sentences? What are you actually, when people connect with you, what do they get?
Well, they get I won't give you the full sentence, but I'll give you the words that I came up with, because then that would go into what my promise was and also my point of view. And from what I was gathering from you is that if you looked at your point of view, that is then reflects what I promise, and then it goes back to what my product is. Mm-hmm. So my general theme was is that I'm a person who was quite empathic, full of compassion, has great wisdom, but also has a humorous spin to the presentations that I deliver with the clients that I have.
Right. You know what you're describing is you're describing more your brand personality from you rather than what you're selling. And I think that's actually a really great example of where people come unstuck.
Yeah.
Because it's very difficult. What you actually are selling is you're selling personalized presentation, coaching, and services to help people get their message across in one-on-one or large groups. That's your product.
Oh, well, I suppose what you were saying, you're quite right, because I think earlier on we were talking about what I was doing was I have a product which is seriously, in exchange for money, isn't it? That's what we were talking about.
This is what you have to, exactly. And I think what happens is we feel that we have to kind of outline what our brand personality is. But those words that you wrote, you should keep, because that will help you with the brand identity later. Those personality things help you with the colors that you choose and the photography that you choose and how you get yourself across. It's like what you wear as a brand is defined by your personality. So those words that you just gave us, humorous, empathic, all those things are really, they're crucial to your brand look and feel. But actually, I'm going to be rather strict with you and bring you back to what is it that you're selling?
Oh, okay. Cool. And that I think is where a lot of people like myself do get unstuck. We do come up with a lot of great words, but we don't actually know what we're selling. But I can give you clearly what because isn't that it? You walk into a store and you go, wow, look at your logo that you've got, isn't that great? What do you sell? And they go, I don't know what I sell.
I sell a happy time, or actually, this is, if you can define in two or three sentences, and I think I just did that for you before, you know, you sell your presentation and coaching, helping people get their message across to small individual, whether it's in a corporate environment and they need to talk to management or their team, or whether they're actually going to stand on stage and be talking about a subject that's going to empower others, you're the presentation coach. So your actual product is actually a really simple explanation of what they're going to get when they exchange money for your service.
So if I think about, you know, what I've done with Barry, and for those who have been listening to our podcast, Barry is the guru when it comes to putting the whole website together. And when I downloaded his ebook and I followed the steps and then put my site together, one of the things that I found that I had to put up there was, you know, like a product line. So underneath there, what I've done, Nikki, and correct me if I'm wrong, some of my product line would be I give or I sell tips, and those selling points would be for me as a giveaway. I sell voice coaching. I also sell media presentation, so help people to be able to speak on radio properly. So that kind of ridiculous thing. And I sell confidence. And above all, I would sell corporate training. So does that the sort of thing
I think
that
we can get even. I think we can get even more targeted, because once again, you're missing your core USP as the presentation coach. You sell coaching on personal presentation, one-on-one, or to groups, or on a media platform, and you're still skirting around the product. So those product lines that you mentioned, they're all sub-products of your overall. When you connect with Gerald. Who is Gerald? Gerald is the presentation coach. So why should I go to him? Because he creates personalized coaching, either within a corporate environment or one-on-one, or if you're going to go on media. So what you need to be able to do is, if you weren't in the room, how would someone else describe what product you're providing? Because that's how you're going to get referrals and word of mouth. And you actually need to write that down black and white, you know?
Isn't that amazing? Because one of the things that I know that I will be selling is the personalized one-on-one coaching. And yet here, unless I'm talking to you, who brings me and grounds me and says, now hang on a minute, they're your sub-products. What you do is, and how people would describe me is that they would say, oh, well, Gerald's the presentation guru. He has provided me with personalized coaching to help me build, you know, my, you know, on-stage presence. So I get what you're saying now. So
you have to write that out. That's that is front and center on your website. It's your widget, your product, your Acme product is personalized presentation coaching, whether it's one-on-one, media, or corporate. Bam. And then it actually can be subcategorized into voice coaching. You know, a byproduct of your coaching is confidence.
Yes,
but you're
absolutely
not selling a confidence session, but the byproduct of the sessions are that people become more confident to get their point across, to stand up with great posture and with eloquence, and to, you know, have, you know, all these elements. So you were missing the big elephant in the room, which was what are you actually selling? So we've got that defined now, and I'd like you to write that down. And that should be the byline on, underneath your logo on your site.
Right. Gotcha. Gotcha. So that becomes, what is it, that little tagline. So
yeah, that's your anchor.
That's my anchor. So the presentation coach, and it would be something like delivering professional presentations, you know, with confidence and ease or something like that. I'll work that out. So by the next time that we get together, I will have in bold, big writing for you, Nikki, I will have that written out for you.
Well, good, very good. And I think you need to make sure that you've got those three words in there, personalized presentation coaching.
Brilliant.
And the subtitle is whether one-on-one, corporate, or in the media environment. So then people got, oh, right, I need coaching. I want it personalized, but I'm in the corporate. Tick. I want coaching, I need it personalized, but I only want to talk to my management team. Tick.
Tick.
So you've got people's, you're relevant to people, but you're also saying the USP is, this is not just paint by numbers, I'm actually going to personally coach you on doing a great job.
Brilliant. Okay, so let's just park that for a little while, because I think we talked about that in our first episode. So what happens now? Now I'm going to walk away from here. I'm going to do my homework for you. I love it how you make me do my homework. I feel like I'm back at home with my mother. Right? But anyway.
But it's so worth getting this right.
Because
if you've only got 2 minutes of intimacy, I call it the 2-minute timer, when you walk into a room and you've got 2 minutes to talk about what you do, you don't want to say, hi, I'm a really approachable, lovely guy. You want to say, I'm Gerald Porschman. I specialize in this and this and this, and this is how you can find me. Bam.
You just used the word intimacy in the same sentence as I used the word mother. I certainly don't want any intimacy.
Well, maybe
with my
mother. Need to address that issue on a different podcast. I'm sure there's some ones we can find to.
We'll get some
but okay, so
help.
Moving on. So you've got your product, and you've worked. I think your promise and your point of view is, you know, what you're going to promise people when you deliver, and we'll check it. I think you're going to post a version of your promise and point of view on the show notes of this podcast, so we can review that, and I can kind of what I'll do for the show notes is you can send me that and I'll actually put my comments next to that so people can see what happens when we feedback on that journey. But the one thing I think which would be great to focus on for those that have done their product promise point of view and for where you're at, before you start designing your website, colors, look and feel, copywriting, is who is this customer of yours? You need to create your customer avatar, and that's really step two. Who are you selling to?
So you're talking about in the environment, whether it would be say mum and dad's, whether it be the corporate environment, or are you talking about more specific industries like engineering firms? What are we talking about here?
The person, I think the person, because even if there's, so you've got your three subcategories, and if those of you that are listening, you can take notes now. When you're talking about your customer, you probably have three categories. You have your individual customer, you have your corporate customer, and what's regarded as a sector. So whether you're going to talk specifically to a corporate sector such as engineering, oil and gas, FMCG, because they obviously have different sort of, you know, purchasing patterns, idiosyncrasies and cultures. Or if you're dealing with individuals in corporate such as CEOs, upper management and leadership roles, then you've got your three different categories of target audience. So what you need to do is you need to list those categories. So personal, corporate and then personal within a corporate.
Yes.
And then you need to create a little avatar. And let's talk about how you create your customer avatar, because once you've worked out one, you can use the same formula for the others.
You see, I think the thing for me, Nikki, is that my customer would be the person or the organization that needs to be able to deliver a message to who their clients are so that their clients get to buy. And whether it's buying a product or buying an idea or buying a theory, is that what I find difficult with most of the clients that I see is that they say, I need to be able to present clearly and articulate so that I can get my message across to the people who I'm delivering to so that they can go to their clients and sell better. So my client is very diverse.
But you probably have, if you were to be forced with some kind of blunt instrument to your head, you probably have an average customer. Let's say we're going to give them a name. Let's say you have a male and a female customer.
Yeah.
And they'd probably be, for example, you've got an entrepreneur that's a stay-at-home mum that's setting up her own online business. And she might be, you know, 32.
Yes.
Her name is Melissa, and she's setting up a candle-making business, and she needs to describe her products. Or she needs to go to a trade show and present her product to shops and retailers.
Yeah.
So we need to define, you know, where does Melissa live? Where does she shop herself? Does she? How many kids does she have? You need to understand that customer. And then under your corporate thing, you probably have James, who's 38, senior management, FMCG, sales manager, and he needs to lead his team because they've just sponsored a major sports event and they need everybody to have a game plan of how they're going to return on investment.
Right. See, and I get that. I get that because, again, for those two people, what Melissa requires is Melissa requires to have some sort of presence for herself, and what I would help her with is producing an online video for her so that she can come across as being the professional and the best candlestick maker or candle maker in her business. And then the same way is with the you know, my CEO guy, he needs to be able to deliver his message, you know, to the wider corporate and to his stakeholders to be able to get the message across that says this is what our business is about.
Yeah. So the language you're going to use in your, because what you're going to have in your drop-down menu is you're probably going to have at-home entrepreneur as one target audience.
Yeah.
And upper management corporate as another target audience. So the copy on those two pages is going to be slightly different.
So the language I use is different.
The language you're going to use. So you need to like almost create an avatar or a make up this customer. Where do they shop? Where do they live? What do they wear? What brands do they like? Who do they hang out with? What do they like to do on their weekends? You need to understand that because then you're going to be able to tailor your language just like you would do in a presentation to those people. and recognize that you're relevant to them. So like for Melissa, I know you're juggling seven different things. She probably has two young children, maybe both under the age of 10, and she's finally got time to do something for herself again. She's really excited about it. She's creative. She catches up with her friends three times a week for coffee. And she loves designing the labels for her candles and all these things. Those are all important things that recognize how your customer actually lives their lives.
So I can actually see a lot of different layers to this. I had a call from a young mother who had asked me that her son was going for a scholarship at Bond University down here on the Gold Coast. And one of the things that she wanted was for him to be able to be confident enough to when he's interviewed, to be able to clearly provide mm-hmm. the school and the university with what his values are. And so there's another what you call avatar that I then have to create for, you know, the young, you know, the young student who wants to get into, you know, a university by providing himself with some great techniques to be able to speak clearly to, you know, to the dean of the school.
But you could probably do that with a video course that is a fallout of the other products you've already delivered.
Gotcha.
So I think the first thing, and those of you that are listening now, is remember to stay focused.
Yeah.
So just start by picking the most important customers that are going to be the key target customer, because you'll have a lot of support customers, a lot of potential customers. But here's where the tricky part is. Not only have you had to define your product and you've had to get to the nitty-gritty and you've had me saying, don't get off track, you're now going to have to be focused to say, who are my top two customers that I'm going to start targeting with my business? Because definitely you're going to reach other people. So, for example, with my business, I have smaller products that are available online that are easy, like from $2.99 to $37, that really is my personalized information in my own style with fitness, food, inspiration tips. But anyone at home can get that information for relatively ineffective cost, really cheap, really well, good value for money. But then my personal coaching is at a higher end. So my core client are those that, you know, CEO, upper management, smart, intelligent individuals that really need to get their mojo back. So I have to focus on making sure that my core product offer is defined and that I talk to those people and that I'm not alienating the others, but I'm not worried about that because I've made a product accessible for other people that resonate with wanting to create the life they want. So your product will be able to be available for Tom that's going to university, but your immediate step now, Gerald, is to say, who do I want to launch my products with?
Right, okay. So what do I do now? So I'm going to head back to my office. I want to sink my teeth into this. And you say identify who those people are. So do I have this flip chart thing going again about, you know, trying to layer all this out and really digging down deep to find out who they are? Or do I keep it surface level? Do I keep it just very basic?
I would actually do it like you're doing a mood board almost, like you're making a collage, like look through magazines, through the newspaper and actually maybe cut out lifestyle elements that would fit this avatar. So we've got Melissa and we've got James. We've got a 32-year-old at-home entrepreneur. We've got a 38 or a 48-year-old head of sales manager for a large FMCG. You know, draw their lifestyles in. And then I would suggest the best way to do it is to create a vision board.
Yes.
Or a creative board that reflects it. It's what an agency would do. It's what a strategic or an advertising agency would do when they think about who are they selling to. They would create a mood board that reflects the target audience. So I would say get creative. Get out your pen and paper, your scissors, your glue, and make a mood board for it. It's much easier that way because you've got pictures to stimulate and make an assessment and a reflection.
So, okay, Nikki, what I'm going to do now is that I'm going to grab myself my colourful flip chart. I'm going to get into magazines. I'm going to look at media. I'm going to create myself my own little mood board so that I will have the opportunity to be able to see it visually, because I think that's where people like me work the best. I like to see it. I like to visualize it. And then I can start to create my personalized avatar. So is that what I'm going to walk away with now? Is that what you want the listeners to do?
I think that's a fantastic idea. So you're at a big agency, you're creating a big television campaign. We need to know who our customer is. We create a great mood board for that customer. So cut out magazine images, even, you know, really cut out what you think Melissa or James actually looks like. Give them a name, give them an age, give them a family, home, shopping, everything. So go have fun, get creative, and then take a photo of those mood boards, Gerald, and then send them over to me, and then I'll make some notes and we can share them with the listeners. In our next podcast, we can review them with the listeners and really put them on the show notes and share that journey as well.
Well, Nikki, thank you as usual again, and we want to thank all the listeners again for listening to this episode of the Brand Engine Podcast. And as always, we'd love to hear your feedback, so please jump onto the website at thebrandengine.com and leave us some of your comments, and we'll be able to get some of those show notes up. And Nikki, for next week, what are we looking forward to?
I think for next week, Gerald, we're looking forward to reviewing your customer avatar mood boards, having that product one-liner nice front and center, and really helping you build your brand identity. So language, style, copy, look and feel.
I'm excited to get this done. So Nikki, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in the next couple of weeks, and so you can stay on my back and make sure that I get my stuff done.
Well, you make me sound like a brand bully, but I tell you, it's worth it.
It is worth it. Thank you so much, Nikki.
All right, you stay healthy, happy, Gerald, and I can't wait to connect with you next time.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Brand Engine Podcast. You can find all the show notes, news, and upcoming events over at thebrandengine.com.
Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to the... Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to the pod... What are we welcoming to?
You are hilarious.
I am.
Oh,
isn't that
funny?
This
is going in the outtakes for sure.
I'm going to love...
I would just say welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.